another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the way that hardcore hunting talk damages the sport. This has been something that's been on my mind for a while, and just within the last few weeks, it's sort of crystallized as something. I was like, you know what? We need to do a show about this because this is really important. It's a big deal. It has a huge impact, and I've never heard anybody talking about it. Well, maybe once or twice I've heard somebody talking about it, but it, by and large, it's completely ignored. So I'll give you the example, right? I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and they were telling me about how hardcore of a hunter they are. Specifically, they're a deer hunter. And they go out and they wake up at 2 a.m. and they get dropped off before dawn at their spot. I don't know entirely sure what that means. I guess, you know, somebody at the camp drops them off on an ATV or a truck somewhere, and then they hike to their spot. And they're in their spot from before the sun comes up till after the sun comes down. And the only way they're leaving that spot early and coming back to the lodge is if they get their buck. And they do this like 5 or 6 days in a row. And just boom, from 2 a.m. until, you know, 7 o'clock at night, they are hunting. They are 100% all in. And, you know, that's just the way you do it. That's the only way to hunt. And, you know, they tried to take their kids hunting, and they weren't cut out for it. They couldn't hack it. They weren't interested. They weren't the right kind of people for hunting because they just, you know, they weren't into that. And I'm sitting there going, I'm like, nobody is cut out for that. I mean, like 1 in 100 hunters are cut out for that. Most people, that's just brutal. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even usually deer hunt 2 days in a row in terms of full day sits. If I go out for a full day sit, I'm not even going out the next day. It's not even enjoyable. I mean, you are sore from sitting there the whole time. Your back hurts. Your rear end hurts. You're fatigued. You're tired. You're dehydrated. You're hungry. You do that 2 or 3 days in a row, man, you feel terrible. But here's what's going on. People like this, and I'm going to be honest with you, I think most of the time, it's more talk than it is truth. People talk like they're all hardcore, but at the end of the day, they're not even doing half of what they're saying. Or they did it one time, and now they talk about that's just the way they are. But, you know, all this hardcore hunting talk, it's discouraging. You know, kids hear about this, potential new hunters hear about this, and they're like, oh man, that sounds brutal. That sounds like a lot of work. I do not want to do that. And so what this hunter was telling me, you know, his kids weren't cut out for it. He's right. They're not cut out for that. But that doesn't mean that they might not make decent hunters and they might not really enjoy the sport. But that is its own marathon type thing. I mean, there's people that run 100-mile endurance races. 100 miles. A marathon's 26 miles. That's like running 4 marathons nonstop. And if you say, well, if you don't run a 100-mile race, you're not even a runner. That's absolute rubbish. I mean, it means nothing. That is such an extremist idea. It is meaningless. But that's what people are doing in hunting, and they are discouraging young people and older people from getting involved in the sport because they think, oh man, there's no way I can measure up to that. And the way that this kind of hardcore talk goes over is, well, unless you hunt this hard, you're not really a hunter. Unless you put in this much effort, you're not really a hunter. You're somehow a second-class citizen. You're a second-class hunter. You're not the real deal unless you do this. I've heard people talk about turkey hunting and, you know, where they live, turkey season's 28 days, and they hunt 28 days in a row. They're up every morning at 2 a.m. They're at their spot by 4 a.m, and they hunt until noon, 28 days in a row. And then after at noon, they leave and they go to work, and they get home from work, and they go to bed for a couple hours, and then they're back in the woods the next day, up at 2 in the morning, and in the woods at 4, or whatever crazy schedule it is, 28 days in a row. And I'm like, why? And then their whole point of telling you this is, well, unless you hunt this hard, you're not even a real hunter. Or they got to come up with a really good reason why they missed one day of the season. Because they want to say, you know, they hunted every day that season. But, you know, the one day, you know, somebody was in the hospital or some crazy thing happened. And they're using that as their excuse to miss one of the 28-day season. And I'm sitting there like, you don't need an excuse to not go hunting. You don't need an excuse to miss a day. You don't need an excuse to miss most of the days. You go into the woods however many days you want to because you enjoy it. It does not make you something more to hunt longer, to hunt more, to hunt harder. That doesn't add something to you. That doesn't give you some sort of persona or credibility or make you a better human being. Doesn't even necessarily make you a better hunter. It ought to, but not necessarily. Now, you hunt as much as you want to hunt because you want to, because you enjoy it. If you go out 2 or 3 days in a row and decide, I'm taking a week off, this is exhausting. Well, great. Why would you not? Why would you push yourself to do something you don't want to do that you're not enjoying for what? Bragging rights? For, I mean, it's really, it's pride. You feel like you are better, like you're more hardcore than other hunters. And, you know, it makes you, it adds something to you. It doesn't. It's all pride. It's just 100% pride. There's no value in it. There's no purpose to it. And all you're doing, one, is you're hurting yourself and you're discouraging others. You're beating yourself up. You're overexerting yourself and you're discouraging others. You want to go out 7 days in a row and you are chomping at the bit, then that's what you ought to do. But if you don't, that doesn't make you less of a person. That doesn't make you less of a hunter. The definition of a hunter is one who hunts. So if you go out and you hunt, you're a hunter. One who hunts more is still a hunter. One who hunts very little is still a hunter. It's nonsense. So we got to be careful about how we talk about this. But at the same time, we need to just completely know what to tune out when other people are going on and on and on rambling about how hardcore they are. Like, look, if you enjoy that, if that makes you happy, that's great. But don't be expecting, you know, an 11-year-old kid to want to operate at that level. I mean, you're like 1 in 100 that are going to, out the gate, going to want to do like that. People hunt or should hunt because they enjoy it, because it's fun, because they want to do it. So if you want to help other people get started in hunting, you need to lower the bar to a point that's enjoyable for them. This is one of the reasons why I think turkey hunting is so fun, because you got a noon cutoff in most states for most of the season. So by noon, you're done. You can't sit until dark comes. You're out of the woods. You gotta pack it up. It's a half-day event. And even as hardcore as you want to be, you can only hunt from dawn till noon. So that's controlled. Even the most hardcore hunts, you're still limited in that. It's one of the reasons I like crow hunting, because you don't even have to go out early. You can just go out for a couple hours in the middle of the morning or in the middle of the afternoon. You don't have to put in this hardcore all day, blah, 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 10 days in a row kind of thing. You don't need to do that. It's a low bar. Young people and new hunters, they're thinking about hunting because they think they might enjoy it, because it excites them. And you need to meet them where they are. You know, little kids, they're probably not going to be able to sit still for more than an hour. You got to think about that. You got to rearrange in your mind how you're going to process this. You might need to hunt with a blind. to hide their extra movement. You might need to hunt with a different style, some running and gunning. You're only going to sit down when you think something might be coming into you, or, you know, for 30 to 60 minutes at a time. You're not going to hunt for an entire day. You need to think about windows. You need to think about time periods. When you go out with somebody who's a new hunter, whether they're a child or an adult, you need to think about them. What are they going to enjoy? What are they conditioned for? What are they in shape for? I don't care, even if you're in great shape, you are probably not conditioned to sit motionless for 8 hours. I don't even know how you get conditioned to do that, to tell you the truth. I mean, that is just comes, I guess, with decades of experience. You got to take this stuff into account. You got to think about, you're going to take a new hunter deer hunting, take them on a morning hunt or take them on an evening hunt. Don't take them for an all day sit. People don't enjoy that until they get to the point where they want it. You need to break it down for them. And to be honest with you, most hunts ought to only be a partial day. Most deer hunts, there's very few deer spots that are good for an entire day hunt, depending on the wind, bedding areas, travel corridors, food plots, browse, wherever the deer are coming or going from. There's very few places that are good for morning, midday, and evening. But people get all hardcore. They build this thing in their brain. You got to sit in the same place for 14 hours. And that's how you kill a buck. And if you don't do that, you're not a hunter. You're not even a real person. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're just, you know, blah, whatever. It's complete nonsense. Most places that you'd hunt deer are either good for the morning or they're good for the evening, or some of them are good for the middle of the day. And very few, depending on the wind, can be great for an all-day hunt.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, it's very rare to find a spot that is actually good for an all. And if it is the kind of spot where you've got the right movements throughout the day, morning and evening, it's going to all depend on the wind. The wrong wind could totally blow up the morning, could totally blow up the evening, could totally blow up the whole day. You need to think about these things. You need to be a little bit more strategic and educated. You got to think, okay, what's a great place for a morning hunt to take somebody new, or an evening hunt to take somebody new? And to be honest, an evening hunt may often be the better place to start. Let's get out there in the woods at, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock, and let's have an evening sit. And we'll, you know, from 2 o'clock until dark, which is usually in deer season, maybe 5:30. So that's, you know, 3-4 hour hunt. That's a lot more palatable than in the tree before the sun comes up, and you don't leave the tree till the sun goes down. People do that and then they never do it again. They're like, this sucks. I don't want to do that. This is terrible. Very few people do that and say, yeah, this is great. I can't wait to do it again. Now you build, you work your way up to that. You do that because you want to. You do that once you reached a point where you want to. And to be honest with it, you can be just as successful afternoon and evening. Every deer I've ever shot's been in the evening, but I was in the spot an hour before daylight. And you know what that did to help me? Nothing. I had one day I was in the spot an hour before daylight. Noon came around. I was like, my back hurts. My legs hurt. I'm hungry. I'm going out to the restaurant and getting a burger. So I left, went and got a burger, ran some errands, scouted some other properties, came back, climbed up in the tree stand about 3 o'clock, shot a deer at 4:30. I mean, it was a lot more fun doing that than it was just sticking it out and suffering for the sake of being able to say I'm tough. That's useless. This is all about How do you enjoy it? How do you help other people enjoy it? What's enjoyable to you? If you only want to go out for a couple hours, find the right place for a couple hours. And especially, don't talk bigger than what you actually do. Or, you know, one time you hunted 3 days in a row from dusk until dawn, and then you talk for the next 10 years, well, that's the way I hunt, dusk until dawn, every day in a row till I get a deer. Well, you did that one time ever, and you hated it, and you were hurting, and you never want to do it again, and you've never done it again, but you forgot all that somehow. And every time you tell the story, you tell people they're not even hunters unless they hunt like that. But you don't even do that anymore because it was too terrible. So, you know, just let it go. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help you. And it doesn't impress anybody to hear these kind of stories, because most people are sitting there, even though they're looking at you with a smile, they're rolling their eyes going, oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, they're hardcore. Super heavy duty. Amazing. Tell me more. You know, people don't want to hear that. Nobody likes hearing that. It's just junk. We got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with others. And we got to think about it, this sport, as one we do because we enjoy it. And we do it the way we enjoy it. And that's really what it comes down to. I've already made up my mind. This coming season for archery deer, I'm just going to go out mornings. I've just kind of made up my mind. I'm just going to go out in the mornings. I'm going to go out just a number of Saturday mornings, maybe a couple weekday mornings. And that's I'm just going to, you know, from whatever, from dawn until, you know, 11 or 12 o'clock. And my number one reason is I'm getting tired of just shooting a deer at the end of the day and then having to gut it in the dark. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go out in the mornings. It's just easier. And then you get one, you've got the whole day to take care of it. And you can be back and showered and whatnot. It's just a lot simpler for me. I'm like, that's just what I'm going to do. Once rifle season comes around, I might hunt a little longer just because the season's short. But, you know, if you hunt archery, you know, where I'm at, I can hunt deer for like 4 months in a row. Well, that just gives me all the time in the world, really. I can sort of pick what I want to do and what's easy and what's convenient. And that's what I'm going to do. And I don't care about anybody that wants to hunt 14-hour days. I'm just not going to do that unless there's a day I feel like doing it. Because I'm not out there to prove how many hours I can sit in a tree or how dedicated I am. I'm out there to have fun. And when it stops being fun, then what am I doing it for? So I just wanted to put this show together. I wanted to throw this out there. I wanted to get this into your ears. I want to encourage people, if you've heard some of this kind of nonsense, just let it go in one ear and out the other. If you've been one of the people who spouted some of this nonsense, just let it go. Just stop it. Just be a real person. Think about other people. Think about what's good and helpful for other people. Think about what benefits other people. Think about how you can encourage and build up and try to get other people involved in something they enjoy, not to get them out in the woods and suffer like you do so that they can know how hardcore you are and then they never hunt again. That is completely worthless. So I guess the moral of the story is we got to be sensitive. We got to think about and care about other people, especially if we're trying to help this sport grow and help the next generation of kids and help people who are our peers and friends and coworkers get involved in this. We got to show them something that's enjoyable so that they might enjoy doing, not something that, you know, takes you and all your experience and then just, you know, vaunts your pride and pushes it on them to show them how awesome and hardcore and dedicated you are, as if somehow that helps them want to get started and do it again. So I just keep repeating the same thing. So I'm going to call it a day. God bless you guys. Go get them in the woods. Head to thenewhuntersguide.com for the show notes, for all the other episodes. Send us a question, a comment, something you want us to cover in a future show. Go get them.